God, our Father, you sent your Son into the world to bring us new life and to gather us all into the unity of your family. We are gathered together in his name, and through him we make these prayers to you.
Thank you for our Holy Father, Pope John Paul. Guide, protect, and bless him in his work for your church.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Jesus, protect and extend the sheepfold of your church. Let there be one flock and one shepherd.
Make yourself one with your people. May we become more lovingly one with each other as husband and wife in Christian families, in mutual love and respect.
You commanded your disciples to hear and to act upon your word. Strengthen your people in faith, courage, and trust, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom. At the birth of the church, following the example of your first disciples, we call upon her powerful intercession. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, the Mother of God, pray for us sinners now.
God, our Father, your Son came to dwell among us, to share his life with us. Lift up the hearts of your people all over the world by the working of your Holy Spirit. ask all of you who are married to renew your covenant of love. You freely gave this pledge on your wedding day. Give your promise anew on this day.
We pledge ourselves anew to love and honor each other, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part.
Parents, speak to your children.
We pledge ourselves anew to love and support our children and to share with them all we value.
Children, speak to your parents.
We pledge ourselves anew to love and protect our parents, who gave us life and faith.
All of you in God's family must speak to each other in the love of Christ.
We pledge ourselves anew to be loyal, considerate, and forgiving to all those with whom we live, that in our homes we may find Christ, and in our lives others may see him.
Let us confirm these pledges in Christ by offering each other a sign of his peace. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, let us now pray with confidence to the Father of us all, in the words our Savior gave us. To bless you in every way and grant you peace all the days of your life. May he free you from all anxiety and strengthen your hearts in his love. May he enrich you with his gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and lead you to everlasting joy. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.